we're continuing on the series of topics related to Yemos Mashiach. We discussed already how Tchias HaMesim will work. Will death be obliterated? And last week we discussed the content of Las Lavo, Mitzvahs Betelos, that there'll be no longer any mitzvahs in the future. So now I'm going to discuss something else interesting the Medrash says about pig, what the status of pig, Chazer, will be in the times of Mashiach. So there's a Medrash quoted by a number of Mepharshim. We'll just use number one. I'll try to share screen this time. Last week it didn't work. Hopefully it worked this time. There we go. Excellent. So if you look at the first Ma'ar Malkum here, the Ritva in Kedushin Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. And the Gemara is there talking about the Chazer. And as an aside, the Ritva quotes a Medrash. And I'm reading just the bold. The Ritva writes, Lama Nikra Shmo Chazer. Why is a pig called the Chazer? We know every single animal, every single thing in the world that has a name, there's a reason for the name. There's something about the nature of that item. So, Lama Nikra Shmo Chazer. Why is it called the Chazer? She'osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachziro LiYisrael La'asul Lavo. Because in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back the Chazer to Kaiso, which means that Chazer will be mutter. It's Asir now, but in the future, such an animal will be mutter. That's what the Ritva quotes in the Medrash. Now, there's another Medrash that says not only will pig be mutter, but in fact, every non-kosher animal, every single Behema Timea will be mutter as well. And the only reason why, the Medrash Shochar Tov says, the only reason why we can't eat certain foods nowadays is simply to test us whether we'll accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Gzeres or not. That's the only reason why. And in the future, everything's going to be mutter, all types of animals, camels and pigs and lions and who knows what else. And others say, no, not true. The animals that are usher now will remain usher in the future. Our focus is very, very pointed on the situation of the pig. What is the status of the pig? That's what we're going to focus on. But just have in mind, there is a debate about other animals as well. So regarding pig, I don't know about you. I have no interest in tasting pig or bacon. It's hard for anyone to stomach that. If I'm not even medicine, sometimes medicine has sometimes non-kosher ingredients in it. And oftentimes it's not an issue with kashrus because it has no taste. But if I found out there's pig in any of the medicine, I don't know if it exists, but I imagine it does, I would be so repulsed by eating any pig. So to me, it sounds incredibly disgusting. I'm not looking forward to such a time where pig will be mutter. But Ritva says, the Medrash says it will be mutter. So just reminded of an interesting Gemara. If you look at number two here, the Gemara in Chulin tells us on Daf Kuf Tes Mer Beis, that Amri Le Yalsa, I think Yalsa was the wife of Ula, the Rav Nachman. She said to Rav Nachman, Michli, let's understand this. Kol de Aser Lan Rachmana, Shari Lan Kavase. Everything that's Aser to us, the Torah also gave an opportunity for it to be Mutter, which is just a fascinating concept. There's nothing that's entirely Aser. Every Iser has some Pesach, some opening, some area where it's permissible. So the Gemara lists, Aser Lanu Dama, blood is Aser to eat. Sharulan kveda, kveda kaved is a kidney. Kidneys have a lot of blood, so we could have a kaved because not kidney, sorry, liver, because a kaved you could taste a little bit of blood. So although blood is usher, there are ways to taste blood. And further, nida, a woman in nida is usher, bidam towar is mutter. Chela behema, the certain fats of the animal, domesticated animals usher. Chela chaya, you're allowed to eat the fats of a wild animal. Chazer is usher. So you want to taste chazer? Mocha de shibuta, a certain type of fish. You taste the brain of the fish, you could taste what a pig tastes like. And it goes on to list, gerusa is a type of non-kosher bird. Lisha de kaver, there's some type of tongue of another animal that tastes like this bird. Eishas ish is aser. Grusha b'chai baila, a divorcee when her husband's still alive. Eishas ach, we have yibum. Kusis and anju, you fast tower. Binan lamecha bisil b'chal, but you want to taste basa b'chalav? I've cut off the rest of the Gemara. It says, taste a chal. Chal is an udder. Udder is meat, but there's milk that's in an udder, so there's some flavor of basa b'chalav. So you see, even though to me pig sounds disgusting, nonetheless, the Gemara does say there is that which is permitted to eat and taste a little bit of pig. But in the future, the Medrash is going to say pig is going to be entirely mutter. So I just, reminded of another machlokas between the Gur and the Hasidim. Their view of, dvarim that are asur. So the Gur had a famous practice, and after Pesach was over, so he would stop off in the local tavern to pick up some beer and make havdalah on beer. Now, even though typically one should make havdalah on yayin, And Chamer Medina is something that's only if wine isn't available. But the Gemara wanted to dafka make Havdalah on beer, because he wanted to express that he had such a desire for chametz. He wanted chametz, all Pesach. He had such a type of Pesach for chametz. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, so you don't have. So to show, to express his great taiva for chametz, the first thing he did after Pesach was over, he bought chametz to taste it. The first thing he drank, the first thing he consumed was chametz. That was the gross perspective, that we want the lavs, but Hashem tells us no. The Hasidim say that no. They have matzah not only after Pesach, they have matzah like every Shabbos thereafter until Shavuos. To show that they're not looking for the Yisroel, they don't want Yisroel, they want the mitzvahs. They want the kumli aseis and eat more matzahs. So right now, pig is asr. I have zero interest in having pig. Even when it's mutter, I don't know if I could ever stomach having any pig or bacon, or any of us could. But in the end of the day, the Medrash says that pig will be mutter. So let's look at a fascinating shaila posed by the Chassam Sofer. Take a look now back at the share screen at number three, the Torah's Moshe. This is the Chassam Sofer's Perish on Parshas Re'eh. Reading just the bold, Re'eh talks about the kosher and non-kosher animals, the two places in the Torah, Shemini and Re'eh. So in Re'eh, the Chassam Sofer asks the following kasha. Quoting the Rajba and the bold here, HaRajba, she'enu nikra davar she'esh l'matirin, elu davar she'heter, yavo, vada mimelo. What's davar she'esh l'matirin? It's a yard there topic, we'll come back to explain how this connects. The din is, let's say you have a chillin pot, and a little drop of milk falls in. So as long as it's shishim, the 60 amounts of chillin to the milk, you can have the chillin pot. It's batal. Batal b'shishim. But let's say you have something that falls in the pot, that although it might be usr, it will be mutter in the future, so then there's no bittel. It's called davar she'esh l'matirin. Since there's a heter in the future, there's no bittel right now. So the example of the Gemara is of an egg is laid on yantif. An egg laid on yantif is nolad. It's aser. It's muksa. And let's say I've got a big tub of eggs that are all mutter from before yantif, and then an egg is laid from a chicken and it falls into the pot. I don't know which egg it is. One in a thousand. So I should say bittel. Bittel b'shishim. Bittel b'elif. Because the one egg that's aser, it's bittel and the rest of the eggs. So the Gemara says, since that egg will be mutter when yantiv is over, it's no longer muksa. Just wait till yantiv is over. No bittel now. It's called davar sheyesh lo matir. And that which has a heter, we don't apply a bittel. Wait till it's over. So that's the concept. So look further now in the Ramosha and the Chassam Sofer. He says, he quotes from the Or Zeruah. Look in the bowl, the third line down. Chaticha shenesra b'teku. Let's say you have something that you're not sure if something's usher. It's a piece of meat, you don't know if it's kosher or not kosher. And it's bashla, gets cooked. Ein shayakan davar sheyesh l'matirin. We don't say, oh, this is a davar sheyesh l'matirin, because maybe Eliyahu's going to come and say that meat was a mutter in the first place. He says, we don't say that. Im yavo Eliyahu v'yatirenu. Because im yitarenu, if he says it's mutter, igloy milsul afreya tells us from the beginning it was never usher. He ends up saying is that davar sheyesh l'matirin is only applicable if it's something vadei aser now and will be vadei mutter in the future. An egg is vadei aser on yantif, that's laid on yantif, it's aser, and it will vadei be mutter when yantif is over. But whenever there's a level of suffix, we don't apply davar sheyesh l'matirin. So now look what he asks. Look at the second paragraph of number 3 from Moshe, the Taras Moshe. V'hiksha gon ha'gad rib abba zetzal. I've based in, I'm not sure which city he's referring to, Papad or something. Madi isa me bimajashim. The Medrash tells us, Shelechach nikra chazer b'shem ahu. It's called a chazer. She'osez HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahach ziru lahatir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to permit a chaz in the future. If that's the case, he says, Aval achshav hu be'emes aser. Right now, pig is of course aser. V'imkein l'shitas or zarua. Hayaroi she'yehe davar she'yishl matirin. Pig should be something that's usher now, but will be vadai mutter in the future, in the times of Mashiach, and therefore we should say it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, and should not be batal. That means anytime bacon falls into a pot, even though there's 60, 1,000 times, we should not say bittel. Because although a chazer, right now pig is usher, it will be mutter in the future. Davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's the kasha. Asks the Chassam Sofer, at least Rabbi Abba, Hagon HaGadol. Fascinating question. So let's see what the answers are. So the There's a number of answers. I came across five, maybe six of them. So the first answer, other than the Chassam Sofer, no one's addressing the question of the Chassam Sofer, but they're trying to understand the Medrash of the Chazar. So how we understand the Medrash will answer this question. So first is the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima, just in one line, in number four, he quotes the various interpretations of the Medrash and just says, about B'emes, lo nimsa klal Medrash v'agada b'lashem zeh. We know that Torah Tamima spent his life learning through Midrashim, a lot more than that. He was trying to incorporate Midrashim and Halachas on the Psukim. So he did his research and he says there's no such Medrash. It doesn't exist. He did all the Medrash Agada, no such Medrash, and he threw it out. It reminds me, just as a complete parenthetical statement, another Torah Tamima. I haven't learned enough of him to see his themes, but when you learn enough of certain Svarim, you get to see like their approach to Halacha, like the Shach, for example. I remember when I learned with the Rodenzweig. So he says that the Shach on Yerdeya, when he tries to learn a sugya, he ends up saying that every single Rishon says what he says. He just piles them up. It's always a way to interpret things, but the Shach just piles one after the next, and each one that says something different, he always reinterprets it to saying what he says. So Shach, his Mahalach, was saying everyone really aligns with each other. So this is the second Torah Tamima that comes to mind where he really did his research and went against what everyone else had said. The Midrash doesn't exist. So what's the other Torah Tamima that reminds me of? There's a Torah Tamima, I think it's on the Pasuk Vayechul Hashemayim V'aretz in Parshas Bereishis. And there's a concept that people talk about that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif, there's something called Simchas Yontif. And Oneg is, there's Oneg Shabbos. But there's no Simcha Shabbos. It's Oneg Shabbos. It's Oneg and the Simcha. And that's the understood difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Torah Tamima says, I don't know why everyone says that. Of course there's Simcha on Shabbos. There's Simcha plus Oneg. And he goes on to list a number of Midrashim. I think he quotes Yushalmi, maybe in Rosh Hashanah, and others, that there certainly is Simcha. So he goes against, everyone else's understanding that there is Simcha by Shabbos. Here as well. Everyone quotes this Medrash. They have different interpretations. Barry quotes the Medrash, and he says, nope, the Medrash doesn't exist. He goes up against everyone else and says, no such Medrash. So according to the Torah Tamima, there's no Shiloh. Chazar is Aser, and Chazar will always be Aser. Nothing to talk about. And therefore, it will not be what we call Davar Sheyeshlo Matir. Rabbeinu Bachai, of the Rishonim, certainly did embrace such a Medrash. And he gave three different pshatim how to understand this particular Medrash. So look at the number five now on the screen. He quotes a Medrash Tanchuma that says, Lama nim shel malchus azu l'chazer. Why is it called a chazer? She'asa kadosh baruch hu l'hachzir. Everyone has the word l'hachzir. So l'hachzir can mean many things. The Ritva says l'hachzir u l'hatir, to permit it. Rabbeinu Bachai says, l'hachzir alein midas hadin. That the Edom's compared to a chazer. Christianity, Esav, they're compared to a chazer. The reason why that is, Esav had tricked Yaakov Avinu. Right? He had said, listen, I'm a Talmid Chacham. He asked questions about Meiser and salt. He, on the outside, he showed he was a good person. He was a Talmid Chacham and a tzaddik. But the inside, he was very cruel. So a chazer, we know the chazer has one of the two simanim of kosher animals. It has the split hooves. It looks like it's a kosher animal. Yet on the outside, rather on the inside, it's mamish treif. Doesn't chew its cud. So that's Edom. Edom, Esav, Christianity is all on the outside. They look very good, but the inside they don't have the neshama, kedusha, the tara that Klal Yisrael has. So that Indian, by the way, I just also since we're talking about it happens to be a fascinating topic, the difference between Christians and Muslims. The Christians Klal Yisrael, we have two things: we have Torah and there's tefillah. Torah is viewed as how we act on the outside, and tefillah is how we act on the inside, how we feel, the lev, the neshama. So Christianity took the Torah, and the Muslims tried taking the tefillah. How so? So the Old Testament and the New Testament. So the Christians made a New Testament. They took our Torah, but there's no the sense of tefillah. They weren't able to take the tefillah. They took the Torah, which is the outside. The Muslims took the tefillah. We daven the biggest day of tefillah is Yom Kippur. It's Yom HaTefillah. We daven five times a day. And the Muslims daven five times every single day. So they try taking our koach of the tefillah, and they try incorporating it into their days every single day of their life. Similar to this, we have two types of goalim, two heroes. There's Mashiach and Eliyahu. So Mashiach represents the Torah element. Hilchos Mashiach. Mashiach's going to answer the shailas in halacha. So that's why Christianity, which tried taking the Testament, the Old Testament, the New Testament, they have a Messiah. because that's the Mashiach and Torah is very much connected. The Muslims, on the other hand, they have a prophet, Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu represents Tefillah. He's a Navi. Navi is always Tefillah. And therefore, they try taking the lave. So these two elements. So a Chazer is really Edom, which is the Christians, which is the outside world. But they're not true. They're not emistic in the inside. So what the Rabbeinu Bachai says is the Edom is going to be Chozer, the Din, the punishment is going to go back to them. All the different crusades that they had inflicted upon and the Holocaust that they had done to Am Yisrael, they're going to get a full payback. That's what a Chazer means in the future, in the Imos Mashiach. That's his first pshat. Second pshat, he says, "Sha'asid lahachzir hatar liyosha." They're going to reinstate the crown of glory the way it was once upon a time. And Rabbeinu Bachai explains that there are two Batei Mikdash we know that were built. Both of them were built by Am Yisrael. Bayis Rishon was built by Shlomo HaMelech, who came from Shevet Yehuda. And Bayis Sheni was also built by a descendant of Yehuda, Zerubbabel. But the third Beis HaMikdash, says Rabbeinu Bachai, about Bayis Shlishi, Asida Umazu Livnosa. This nation, Edom, Christianity, the Christians, they're going to rebuild it, and that's what it means, Asir Lahachsir. Lahachsir means Lahachsir Atara Liyosha. They're going to reinstate the crown of glory, the Beis HaMikdash, that they destroyed, the Romans destroyed, the Fisha Huachrivo. So they're going to pay us back by rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. That's what means the Chazer. And a third pshat, which is a bit deeper than I understand, he doesn't really explain much, but this is a Kabbalistic understanding. Rabbeinu Bachai always gives the Al Pisod, Al Pikabala. The third pshat, which I'm not going to even attempt, I'll just read it. Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lachzir Alanu, is going to return to us, V'hahamon Mevinin Shehachazir Yetar Yisrael. That the Chazer is actually kosher for us. They're good for us. Aval Be'er Ha'inin, that's not what it's really meant to mean. We're not going to physically eat a pig. Be'er Ha'inin, the explanation is, says Rabbeinu Bachai, ala koach shelo, their power, their strength, their abilities, shu meitel Yisrael, that they were causing such tzaros to us, uli osir yoshev im shar kolakochos la'azor, ulitmoch Yisrael, ki yarba shom. In the future, they're going to support us. They're going to we're going to be able to affiliate and assimilate with that. Assimilate, but we're going to associate in a very peaceful, friendly type of relationship. That's what it means in the future. So these are three pshatim of Rabbeinu Bachai. Either it means that they're going to be chozer the din, they're going to get punished, or they're going to rebuild the base of Mikdash by Shlishim, or they're going to just be peaceful with us and get along and use our strengths together to enhance each other. All these three have nothing to do with actually eating a pig. They embrace the Medrash, they agree to the Medrash, but it's a Medrash that doesn't pose any shilas in Halacha. The Barbanel, which I couldn't find in front of you, I saw it quoted, the Barbanel is a sefer called Birosh Emuna, and he explains his Medrash that it means that it's going to be a temporary heter, that we will actually eat pig, but it's going to be Horasha. There's a concept brought down in Halacha and the Gemara, that during the times of war, you're allowed to eat, the soldiers are allowed to eat treif. They can eat pig, the Gemara says. You can eat pig. Because when we're in a time of need, we don't have time to cook food and find kosher food all the time. You're in, I don't know, Lebanon, you're in whatever, Gaza, wherever you are, you're fighting the enemies. So if no kosher food and you're going to fast, it's going to be dangerous for you. So to protect yourself and to protect Am Yisrael, you're allowed to eat certain isurim. So one of them, the Gemara says, is chazer. So Barbanel says, same thing, in the times of the future, I guess there are Mechemes Gog and Magog in particular during the fighting, so there's going to be a certain harasha to have pig until things come peacefully. That's the understanding of the Barbanel. There's an interesting discussion, goes also on a side topic for a moment, that what types of food are going to be permissible in the times of Mashiach, rather than the times of war. So the Rambam Ravid have an interesting machlokas, whether or not Yai Nesach will be permitted. Yai Nesach is if they poured of Avodah Zarah, the Goyim poured of Avodah Zarah wine, that's Yai Nesach, it's Aser to eat, Aser to get Hana. So are you allowed to have that during the times of war? Pig you're allowed to have, other treif, other Nevela could have, what about this? So that's a machlokas between the Rama and the Ravid, how far this heter is willing to go, but it's a heter certainly brought down in Halacha, Bizman HaZed applies, if it's a Mechemes Mitzvah, and in the times of Mashiach, during Mechemes Gog Magog, according to the Arba Barnel. So it's not going to be a heter forever. It's going to be momentarily. So seemingly this won't answer the question of the Chasam Sofer either. Two more pshatim before we get back to the Chasam Sofer. The Radbaz. Let's read the Radbaz together. Radbaz number 6. asks a very interesting question based on another topic the Midrashim speak about, which is about the bittul of Mu'adim, Yamim Tovim, in the future. The Medrash says he has Sha'alti Mimeni, you asked from me, he's responding to the Shoel. Amasha Nimsa b'Midrashim, that which we find in the Medrash, Shekola Mu'adim b'Telim, v'Yimei HaPurim lo b'Telim. That every Moed, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, some say Yom Kippur also will be like Purim, that won't be batal. But let's assume all Mu'adim will be batal. No Pesach, no Shavuot, no Sukkot, no Chanukah. V'Yimei HaPurim lo b'Telim, but Purim will remain. Shenemar, V'Yimei HaPurim ha'Ela lo yavru, will not pass, will always keep Purim. Can you imagine such a thing? We're talking about such strange topics of no more mitzvahs, eating pig, no more Sukkot, no more Pesach, no more Shavuot. Just Purim. And Purim is a great yontif, but everything else will be batal. It's an odd way to think. And Nekasha too, I have a lot of questions, he tells the Radbaz. V'haktiv, the Pasuk says, lo tosiv al davar, don't add anything. Lo sigu mimenu, don't diminish, don't take off. We have taryag mitzvahs. You're cutting out Pesach and carbon Pesach and Sukkot. How many mitzvahs are we losing? It's against the Torah. Who's going to even suggest Timi Mevatel a letter, let alone an entire institution of a yontif, of a mitzvah? So the Rabbaz's answer is Tshuva Kvar Nishal Al Zeh Rajba. The Rajba already answered this question. And the Rajba says, Rebbe Omer Af Yom HaKippurim Eino Batel Yolam. Don't worry. Purim won't be batel, Yom Kippur won't be batel, Sukkot won't be batel. They all remain in place. Shinemar says, we'll read the whole paragraph together. V'hayisa zo slachem l'chukas olam. It'll be for you forever. And hiksha kigam pesach nemar chukas olam. Tachogu. And look at the tshuva. He goes on to explain further. But the Radbaz, his answer is an amazing answer. It's very, very inspiring, I believe. Aval daiti hapu'ut amai small mind. Ki eila midrashim v'chayotzi behem midvarim. The most Mashiach. That which the Medrash talks about what will be in the times of Mashiach. Shitarba hatova vasimcha vamenucha vatainuk. These days are going to be so full of tov, goodness, happiness, peacefulness, and enjoyment. Ad sheyu kol hayomim shavim etel bnei adam, that every single day of our lives will be like kilin espatlu hamadim, because every day is going to be like a simchas Torah. It's going to be like a Purim. It's going to be like a Yom Kippur. Shein hefresh bein chol lamoid. My Sunday, it's going to be full of Shabbistic meals, and Shabbistic singing, Shabbistic learning, Shabbistic davening. My Monday is going to be like a Pesach, like a Sukkot. Every single day will be like that. In fact, it's a wonderful Yerushalmi that the Tosos in Pesachim quotes. And the Gemara there, the Mishnah there is talking about how Erev Pesach, there's an issue to do Malacha. You can't do Malacha on Erev Pesach. Why not? So Rashi there comments, because it's very busy. You're too busy to do work. You have to, you know, get rid of the chametz, you have to find the chametz, burn the chametz, you have to make a carbon Pesach, you have to bake matzah. A lot to do. It's a busy day. Tosa says, no, the Yushalmi, based on the Yushalmi, it says, when you bring a carbon, the day of a carbon for you is a yontif. When you bring a carbon, it's a yontif, it's a celebration, you should wear a suit and a tie and get a haircut and don't do malacha. In fact, there's a Gemara in Tainus that says that when certain families would dedicate wood to the Beis HaMikdash, that was a yontif for them, a dedication to the Beis HaMikdash. And if it were to be a year, that they have set dates when they dedicate the wood. One of the dates was Asar B'Av, the 10th of Av, the day after Tisha B'Av. Let's say it was a year where Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, and Tisha B'Av was Nidcha to a Sunday. So that year, Sunday was a fast day. But it's also the day, the 10th of Av, where they would bring wood. The Gemara says that family wouldn't fast because it was a yontif for them. So the Tosa says the Erev Pesach is a yontif for everyone because we're dedicating a carbon Pesach for the entire tzibur. So it's a yontif. That's why there's an ism lacha. So he quotes the Yishami that says, well, we bring a carbon tamid every single day. Every single day the tzibur brings a carbon tamid. That means there should be an ism lacha every single day. There should be a yontif every single day. The Yishami says, ah, but it says, ve'asafta diganecha. You have to work the land, you have to gather the land, so we can't go against the Torah that says you need to work the land. But the Yushalmi, we know the Yushalmi is a limud for the Yemos Mashiach. That's what the Svarim say. It's a higher level than the Bavli. And therefore, perhaps this Yushalmi will be true in the times of Mashiach, where the Goyim are going to be building for us, they're going to be building Bayis Shlishi for us, they're going to be working the lands for us, and we're going to sit back and celebrating a Shabbos and a Yom Tov and a Pesach and a Sukkot and a Shavuos every single day of the week. So that's the concept that the Radbaz is building up. That being said, to now jump down to the bottom of the paragraph here in the Radbaz, the last few lines of the bold, V'kvar nishalti al kayoti b'zeh, I was also asked. So by the way, that's his answer for the question that, yes, of course we'll have Pesach, we'll have Shavuos, but just every day is going to feel that way. We don't feel it because we're always going to be on such a high level. So now he says, what about this other medjish? Kvar nishalti al kayoti b'zeh sh'amruzal, lama nikra shmo chazer? Why is a pig called the chazer? She'asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'achziro li'Yisrael. So the fip shot, efshir letarit al haderech asher kasavti, ki yihyu Yisrael ochen mishimenim ki elu hutil lehem bas kiilu hutil lehem baser chazer, lo sheyutil lehem chazer chas v'shalom. Not really. What's going to happen, he says, is as follows. He says the food are going to be so good, so delicious, so juicy, it's going to be as if we're eating pig. There's a mission at the end of Masech HaSotah that tells us that the fruit of the Paris Ginosar, which is from the city up north in Eretz Yisrael, has such delicious fruit. The juice would be oozing out, but Mishechara Beis HaMikdash, so we lost the taste of the fruit anymore. But when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we're going to have that taste yet again. So not only fruit, but all foods will have that same taste. The steak, you think steak tastes good now? Wait until the time of Mashiach. You think the challah tastes good now? Wait until the time of Mashiach. Everything now, in the times of Mashiach, will be tenfold, exponentially better than it is now. So when we eat steak, it's going to be just as good as eating pig. But chas v'shalom to say we're going to allow pig to be mutter. So that's how the Radbaz understands it. That no, pig will be mutter, but it's going to be as if chazer will be mutter. Let's do one more Or HaChaim, one more pshat, and then we'll get to the question and answer with the Chassam Sofer. The Or HaChaim writes here in the bottom, number 7, his other pasuk says, "Fugar lo yogir," referring to that the pig doesn't chew its cud. Perish tenai hu adaver lizman shu lo yogir. It's only temporarily that the pig won't chew its cud. Aval lo asir lavo, says the Or HaChaim Hakadosh, yala geira v'yachsel yos mutter. The pig is going to change its nature, and it's going to chew its cud. Velo sheyishar below geira, v'yotar kitar lo tishuna. It's not going to remain without. The Torah is going to stay the same. We're not going to change anything in the Torah. If the animal doesn't chew its cud, it's usher. But the pig will chew its cud in the times of Mashiach. So it will be mutter at that point. That's going to change, he says. So then, take a look at number 8 now. Chassam Sofer, this is the continuation that I left you off from before, about why don't we say, if we're really going to take this idea true, the Medrash at face value, like the Or HaChaim said, the Ritva said, that pig will be mutter in the future. That means every time pig falls into a tub of meat, and we should say, there's no bittul. Even though there's shishim, there should be no bittul because it's davar sheyesh lo matir. It's going to be mutter in the times of Mashiach. Why don't we say that? So says the Chassam Sofer, first he quotes, V'hinei, im ki kavanas ha-medrash al-chazer, dainu edom, shalosid yishapchu ko'umos v'yodu l'shmo ha-gadol. Yes, people certainly understand the chazer referring to Edom, not to the actual pig. Ach ein ha-medrash yotem midei pshuta. We can't ignore the pashup shot, that it really means the chazer will be permitted. So if it's going to be permitted, why don't we say davar sheish l'matirin, and there's never going to be bittul? So says the Chassam Sofer, yesh lomar. The Besefer told us Yitzchak, mifarish t'lechach asir lanu Hashem. What was the reason why Hashem prohibited kol she'enu shosas shesa parsos, any animal without split hooves? Why is it asir? Why can't you have a horse or a camel? Mipnei she'osan achayos v'abehemos she'parsosein eino sedukos. Those animals whose hooves, whose feet are not split, heima nilchamim b'raglim, they fight with their legs, they kick with their legs. Umakin v'dorsin bahem, and they kick, and their dorsin, they trample on, and they have some type of, the Gemara talks about, there's some venom inside the legs, the feet, the hooves of such animals. V'hema yeshlam eres gadol, that's the venom it has. V'lachach aser Torah osan, that's why you can't eat them. V'lachach tzrichan lios malagera, the reason why you need to have an animal to chew its cud, because ba'avur she'osa ba'chai hudak v'zach, a certain animal that's very small, like a sheep, a cow, well, it's big, but still smaller than a lion, not as fierce as a lion, certainly. Bavur sha'mazon hu rachok me'ayusu mazon, also a bachai. That which certain animals eat, it doesn't match you need to get it much smaller and grind it so they could eat it, so their stomach could handle. Hutrecha tevach b'chachmes baro, that the nature of such animals lost its bokalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give them certain kalim, rabim li kulim, for the digestive tract. Rabim l'sheyu yashiv ha-mazon dak, so it could go back and get further finely cut, so they could swallow it properly and digest it properly. Aval ba'achai chomri, an animal that's very physical, very gashmi, a camel, a donkey, ain tar kol kachi kulim, they don't need so many digestive help. Ba'mazon chomri roi leo, no, they're so full of chomer, they can eat food that's so chomer. Animal that's tamei, they can eat food that's tamei. They don't need to break it down so much. Lachain mishu malagera, those animals that chew its cud, who bring it back up to chew it a second time and swallow a second time. Shechozer maichel isakel bepet, it goes, allows the mouth to re-chew it and re-digest it. Ubat stomacha, that stomach, pamacheres, to allow the stomach to blend it more. Vimkein also bal chai dak vizach, umizona dak vizach. They need to do this. They need to, a sheep, a cow, they need to process it more. An animal that's fat, a pig that's fat and large, that it's dangerous for us to have such animals. Kadosh Baruch Hu won't uproot any mitzvah. This is the punchline. Be'emes, La'asid Yishane Kadosh Baruch Hu's Teva Chazer. Like the Rechaim HaKadosh said, the Chassam Sofer explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to change the nature of a pig. The Yavshid Zuamaso, he's going to remove any disgust. The Tivo Yizdakech, its nature will be much more pure, it will be cleansed. Ube'im Yizdakech Tivo, and if by nature the pig will be pure, Mimela Yala Gera Vie Mutalano. It's going to automatically start chewing its cud. That's the nature of it. He's not going to change any organs. I don't know how the chew and the cut. I didn't look into how the organs work. But it's going to have the same exact physical appearance outside and inside. But since there's going to be some tara to the pig, it's going to automatically, you know, chew its cut and chew it and swallow it yet again. And it's not going to uproot any Torah. Chazer will be usher. But this is a different type of chazer now. A mitzvah kayemes liolim. Shechazer shegas betivo. A pig that's a pig. That's large and fat and eats and full of disgust. That will always remain us as such a pig. Now we can understand. Osan, those pigs that we have nowadays, they are so gas and disgusting and gross. Those pigs that would fall into a chom pot, they got mixed amongst other pieces. They're already dead. They're already shechted. They're not going to change them. Kodem misaso, and those will be asir liolam, and therefore lo mikri davar sheishlo balom. Those pigs we have now, pigs that have been shechted, pigs that have been already died. Those pigs are going to remain. They came from an animal that was disgusting, that was big, that was fat, that was large, and those are always going to be asir. The pigs that will remain alive and live during tchias hamesim, such pigs will then change its nature and be mutter. So those pigs in the future will be mutter, lost love. And that's how the Chassam Sofer explains what's going to be. And that's how he says the pigs nowadays are not davar sheyesh lamatir. And the pigs that fall into the chom pot will not be a davar sheyesh lamatir. So this is just hopefully an interesting 7 or 8 different perspectives of what does it mean that in the future we will be actually eating pig. Is it simply just a nice idea referring to something else, to a nation, to building a base of Mikdash, or does it actually refer to eating real pig? So we'll stop here. Mir Hashem, next week, I think I want to talk about, unless you have suggestions, the Chazal, I think it's a Zohar that says, L'asr Lavo, we're going to Paschal like Beis Shammai. So maybe we'll go through that tomorrow next week. Mir Hashem, we'll continue with this. And everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.
Thank you.